The Kail, the Jewish quarter. If there is a word belonging to the Jewish Catalan community that now forms part of the collective memory, it's the one which describes the neighborhood in which they lived. The Kail, meaning street in Latin. In medieval cities, the Kail had everything the Jewish community needed to live according to their traditions. A synagogue to pray and study, baths or mikvah to ensure ritual purity, an abattoir to supply kosher meat from animals whose meat they were permitted to eat, and which had been slaughtered according to specific rituals. There was also a special oven to bake bread for the Passover. The streets of the Kail were steep and narrow, with small houses of one or two floors, where traders and workers lived. There were also elegant mansions for the wealthy Jewish families. In general, it was much like other neighborhoods in medieval towns and cities, with the exception of mezuzah, the parchment with biblical texts, which protected the inhabitants and recalled their belonging to the people of Israel. With restoration starting in 1987, the Jewish quarter of Girona is today one of the best preserved in the world. The Jews did not live here right from the very beginning. Although some evidence suggests that the first to arrive in the city did so in the very first century BC, accompanying the Roman troops, the first documented evidence of Jewish presence in the city is in the year 898. 25 Jewish families from a rural area in the country of Bisalu settled here, exchanging farmland for homes near the cathedral with Count Dela. However, it was not until the 12th century when their own quarter was established, the Kail in which you are standing today. Many people who would never be known lived here, as well as other noteworthy families who were to be long remembered, such as the Caravidas and the Falcos, the moneylenders, the Gracia family and the Desportals, reputed to be great doctors, and the Ravaya family, who were royal officials. The Ravaya family were one of the most renowned families in Girona of the 13th century. They were part of the Aljama, the governing council of the Jewish community, and were owners of a noble house, known today as the Pabordia, with three floors, a watchtower, a door with a pediment, a patio and a garden. Astruc Ravaya was a moneylender, as was his daughter Bonafia. Joseph Ravaya was appointed royal bailiff of the city, and Mosè Ravaya became chief bailiff of Catalonia during the reign of Peter the Great. This was a golden era for Girona's Kail, when some 800 people with a notable presence in the social and economic life of the city lived there. The Kail branched out from around the old Roman road, which is today known as Carrer de la Forza. During the 13th and 14th centuries, there is evidence to suggest that Jews and Christians coexisted in the Jewish quarter, despite the fact that the Fourth Lateran Council decreed the separation of Jewish and Muslim communities in 1215, this segregation order was not fulfilled for a long time. It was not until the mid-15th century when the city council forbade Jews to settle in the west end of the quarter, beyond Carrer de la Forza. It was decreed that all doors and windows looking onto this street should remain closed, and ordered that all Jewish men and women living outside the Kail must move within its confines. It was then, and not before, that the Kail became segregated. Look at the interactive device that will guide you through the different moments of the urban development of the Kail. You just swipe with your finger to see the various centuries. There, you will also find a visual drop-down menu about the Aljama of Girona, which will explain who did what in the city council. In addition, although the Jews were the king's property and they paid their taxes as required, they had their own governing council, which made decisions and secretaries who carried them out. Obviously, the Aljama's decrees had to be ratified by the monarch, but they were proclaimed in the synagogue and were based on Jewish law.